A one-sided victory often gives players the chance to set some personal best performances. Guelph native Yakub Tomas, a receiver-turned-quarterback-turned-receiver, scored his first two touchdowns in Ontario University football play Saturday at Alumni Stadium as the Guelph Griffins destroyed the York Lions 88-7 in their homecoming game. "It feels great," Tomas said of the touchdown catches. "That last one there was from our third-string quarterback. He's been working hard all season, so I was happy to get that one for him." Tomas caught 5 passes for 90 yards, including a 3-yard touchdown toss from third-string quarterback Troy Hawkins. Tomas was a receiver in his minor football days, but became a quarterback for the St. James Lions during his time in District 10 high school football. "I always played receiver, but they needed me at quarterback in high school, and honestly, that translated from high school to university," Tomas said. "I'm able to see the defense in a different way." Now he's back at the receiver position, but draws on his experience as a quarterback to help his play. "It was huge," Tomas said. "I'm able to see the defense and understand where the quarterback would want me to be." After catching 4 passes for 46 yards in the 2 games he played last year. This year he's hauled down 13 passes for 168 yards and the 2 touchdowns. With 14 former D10 players on the roster, there's plenty of D10 talk in the locker room. "All the time," Tomas said. "I'm always chirping at them and they're chirping back at me. It's all love. It's awesome." At 5'9", mathematical economics student Tomas is one of the shorter receivers in the league, and he uses that as inspiration. "I love that chip on my shoulder," Tomas said. "It makes me just want to work hard every day and prove that I don't need to be tall to play good." The Griffins had 728 yards of total offense in the game, more than 500 more than York. The hosts also had 33 first downs while York had 12. The Griffins led 35-0 at the end of the first quarter, 59-7 at halftime, and 81-7 after the third quarter. They added a single touchdown in a fourth quarter that used straight time rather than having the clock stop on whistles. Tomas was one of 4 Griffins to score a pair of touchdowns in the game. The others were Vishon Janusis, Kane Stevenson, and Donovan Malloy. Anakin Guthrie, Willem Arsenault, and Marshall McRae each had 1 touchdown, while Gabe Canabrava had a 36-yard field goal, a rouge, and 9 converts, while Nick Gardero kicked 1 convert. The 88 points were the most the Griffins scored in a single game in their history, topping the 81 they scored against the Windsor Lancers at home September 9, 2017. Quarterback Tristan Aboud completed all 16 passes he attempted Saturday, while McRae completed 4 of 9 and Hawkins completed all 3 passes he attempted. Tomas was one of 11 receivers to catch at least 1 pass in the game. Stevenson also caught 5 passes to tie Tomas for the game high. Malloy had 8 rushes for 188 yards, while 4 others were credited with carries. Javon Jacobson had 6.5 tackles, while Brandon Farrigo had 6. The Griffins also recorded 2 sacks and had 2 interceptions. "This team is special, we just knew it from the beginning of the season," Tomas said. "We had some growing pains throughout the season, but now I feel like the team has really come together. Last week, a win over McMaster, and this week, I think we're going to be able to build on this and going into Waterloo next weekend feeling good." The win leaves the Griffins at 3-2. That's an improvement over the 1-7 record the Griffins had last year when they failed to qualify for the playoffs. "It was tough, but sometimes you need something bad like that to happen for us to come together," Tomas said. "There's 2 things that could happen with a bad season like that. We could fall apart or we could come together and be stronger. We came together and are stronger than ever." The Griffins are to play the Waterloo Warriors at Waterloo's Warrior Field Saturday at 1 p.m. The Warriors had a bye this week and are 1-3 on the season.